The pre-game interview.
Newgrave Dale Cage. It's been a bit of a baptism of fire for Jacob Spalding, but he's been good enough to join us pre-game, and he's standing next to our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Spaldo, when you were given the job at the end of season 2023, what sort of goals did you sit down and map out for this group that you've taken on?
Yeah, we had to change the way we played, Jane, from the 2023 season. So we've spent the summer trying to refine our game plan, and there's certainly been a number of changes to that over the summer. And at the moment, we're seeing little bits of it within game, but not consistently enough. So that's ultimately where we're trying to just play a brand of footy that can compete with the top sides in the GFL, and we think we're slowly trying to implement that game day. And if we can do that a bit more consistently, we might be in the games a bit longer.
And when one really big piece of the puzzle that people talk about is having a rapport with your players. I think you've got a little bit of an advantage there because obviously I work alongside you, but half of the playing group today, you spent sort of Monday to Friday in your working week with them and watched their footballing journey so far. So how's that panned out? It's probably a pretty seamless entry into the Grovedale Tigers.
Yeah, it has been. Obviously taught a lot of the boys at Grovedale College there, and it has made the transition into the coaching space a lot easier. And they know me as a person and what I sort of stand for and the values. So that certainly has been a smooth transition. And I think they've enjoyed seeing a different side of me as opposed to the classroom teacher on training nights and on game days. So, yeah, that's been really enjoyable, which has been great.
Spaldo, back to round one. Did Neildy try and get into your head?
No, he didn't. He was very respectful, Mark. Obviously, the scoreboard got away from us very early, and I think that played a part in Mark showing some restraint. But no, look, that was... we know what he can be like. He's a lovely man, Mark. But he did restrain from giving me too much of a hard time. So, look, we were well and truly disappointed with our performance round one. We didn't see that coming at all. And we've got work to do. But they certainly, having been on the inside last year with South, that's the best footy they've played, I think, since the Colac game down there. Like, they were seamless in the way they transitioned. They defended. They used the ball really well. So, yeah, we've got some work to do, but that's okay.
You were playing coach of Newtown. I think it was three seasons in charge there. Here is a non-playing coach. The GFL, you've still been in it in ways with your assistant roles at Grovedale and South, but how is it being a young playing coach to a more experienced non-playing coach?
Yeah, the playing coach stuff is a real challenge, and you don't see too many of them these days. I think I probably focused a little bit too much on the coaching side of things and not the playing side of things, and then you're not playing good footy, and then you sort of try to start playing good footy and you forget about the coaching stuff. So second time around, certainly feel like I've done a fair apprenticeship under some really good coaches, or great coaches to be honest, and at different levels. So I think I've hopefully been able to show a little bit more restraint game day and just coach as opposed to supporting and barracking and just being able to see the whole game as a non-playing coach, which has been beneficial, I think.
Is it harder than you remember? Coach?
The stuff during the week. Like,
how much time do you spend on it during the week? What do you reckon?
That's a good question. It'd be...
Do you want me to ring Lou?
Yeah.
I'll ask her.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at home. I'm pretty good at home.
He's not good at school. He does it all at school.
Correct, exactly.
Look, it's probably Tuesday, Thursday, mapping out training. I try and do that the night before and then game day. So haven't really looked at too many opposition tapes. Like, we've got enough going on in our own footy club to worry about getting right as opposed to...
It's very Mark Neal.
Very Mark Neal.
Got that from
Neal. Hang on. Do you know who coaches Bell Park?
I do know the coaches and I do know players. But I said to our boys, we've got enough going on to try and get right in our own game as opposed to trying to worry about too much of the opposition. So we've certainly got a healthy respect for the opposition that we play, but if we can play our brand of footy, then we'll be happy.
And what is that brand? So what are you trying to do and what are you trying to change?
Yeah, so just try and move the ball a bit quicker. Try and move the ball and get it off the line. Like, we've got a couple of big targets down forward, but they really need the ball in space to lead out to. So trying to change angles, trying to get the ball out to the open side and use that. If we can, try and put as much pressure on the opposition and get the ball back in our half. We did that pretty well for a half last week, but we certainly didn't do it anywhere near for long enough. So hopefully that's our challenge today, to do that for longer, and hopefully you see us playing a brand of footy that is a bit quicker, a little bit more daring off the line, and see how we go.
We're speaking with the coach of the Grovedale Tigers, Jacob Spalding. He's Matty Kershaw on KROQ Footy.
I probably have the fortune to speak to Spaldo several times a week, so we probably have spoken about all our footy
most things, don't we? Yeah, we do.
Do any work?
I do work.
You're mucking around with Birchie. You're doing team stuff, and you're talking to him.
I do work.
That's good.
He
doesn't talk to us.
I have a standard Tuesday coffee with him if we're going to start doing that sort of stuff.
He's the man of the people.
I'm waiting to get on the podcast, gentlemen.
I've got time. Well, thank God you've got a listener anyway.
Have a listen to him.
I had the opportunity when Chris Spence was talking about Lara rebuilding to throw you under a bus.
Yeah, they're still recovering.
Hey, give me the cash and I'll get your players. and sorry, the last time you played finals as well.
Anyway.
It's not about you.
It's not against us.
It was. Speaking of the last time when he was a captain coach.
I've got to find
that day against Sporto.
Jeff Stribley got you for 500, didn't he?
A thousand.
And you still haven't paid it.
I think the story goes along the lines of plead not guilty. You would have got off. What'd you plead guilty for?
Yep, that's how it went, basically.
I remember sitting in that hearing, at the back of that hearing in the boardroom at AFL, or Football Geelong it was at the time.
It was indeed.
Anyway, so we digress.
Sorry. Where were we? Anyway, I want to talk to you and the listeners, obviously, about a young kid that you and I have been talking about for the last 6 weeks. And I just want you to run through an exciting prospect today that's playing for Grovedale, Cooper Leach.
Yeah.
What can you tell the listeners about him and what to look out for today?
He said he wasn't playing.
Yeah, no, he's...
Story behind this, but...
playing today, which we're really excited about.
I'll just let you know, Sporto got one version and I got another version while I was at the Young Guns game just then. But that's okay, he's playing today.
So Cooper spent all summer training with us. He's still eligible for the Colts and he's had a summer training with our senior group the whole time. And the more he trained, the more impressive he got. And to the point where Paul White, myself, had a conversation. He said, well, I think we need to send this kid down to the Falcons. 200 centimetre, can follow up. So made a phone call, Paul did, and then I spoke with you, Matt, and I think it was 3 weeks later he was playing Coach Talent League. A week later he was in a Vic Country trial game. So it's a great story. He spent some time in the ruck last week and just playing the extra quarters and playing as many, sort of blew up a little bit. So we're excited to see how he goes today, knowing that he'll go back to the Coach League over the next 3 or 4 weeks and hopefully play really well and get an opportunity at a higher level.
He's obviously getting some fair tutelage on how to ruck with Ryan Abbott down there. How much influence is Ryan having on...
Yeah, Ryan's been huge. He spends time with him during the week and certainly just working on his craft, because that's ultimately where Cooper is. He's just at the moment relying on genuine athleticism as a 200-centimetre 18-year-old who can run and jump. So he's been working on his craft, so hopefully he can keep putting those little things into practice game day.
Coaching-wise, you got Luke Primus, I know, that's with you. And he's obviously spent the last 4 or 5 years in development, you know, at Geelong College. So in terms of developing the younger players, you obviously see them at the school, but having that lens must be important for the club too.
Yeah, it is, Jace, no doubt. Like, the day and age of going out and recruiting a handful of players with the point system and salary cap is gone. So you've got to have your homegrown players making up, if not 2/3 of your senior side, the majority of it. And we've certainly got that. Like, we did go out and recruit a few uni students and things like that who've moved to the area. But Luke's come on board, Paul Waldron also, with that development lens. And we're really keen to see there's a number of boys out here playing in our reserves who have come out of the Colts this year. And they're pretty
young, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there was probably 10 of them who came out of the Colts. Last year to this year, so we'll hopefully see some of those play some senior footy throughout the year, and we'll certainly throw them in when they're ready, and potentially even before they're ready, because I think it's just good for their footy.
What round will Paul Waldron play his 923rd game?
No, well, we've got a very healthy list. We've got a very big list. We've had some injuries over the last 2 weeks, but no, Wally, he certainly moves well at training, and he gets involved in all the training, and he certainly could still play. Don't worry about 12 o'clock football. He could probably still play at 2:10, really, if he wanted to.
Mate, he's 20 years younger than Mark Stewart, and he's still running the
That's true. That is true. He's going well, Wally.
Maker, Walker, Campy, all out of the side from last week.
Yeah, so we got hit pretty badly last week with injury. So AJ, his is going to be probably an 8 to 12 week injury, an adductor tendon. So that's unfortunate for him. Yeah, and unfortunate for us.
So did he do that early in the game? Because his possession numbers were only 3 when I saw that. I thought something must have happened.
Yeah,
there.
He did. He did it just before, or halfway through the second quarter, which was disappointing for him. He's been great for our footy club. Campy has done, he's got a sore groin as well, adductor area. And Sam Walker pinged a hamstring. So we Yeah, we got hit last week by injury, but that's no excuse to... Like, we were in the game at three-quarter time with a quarter to go and had a good chat to Greg Muller, and he was a bit concerned with the last quarter, how to pan out. We didn't play well enough in the last quarter, and injury wasn't to do with that. We just didn't play well enough.
We'll see Harley McCarthy for the first time. Comes with massive raps from Tatura.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, Kingy, it's great. He... injured a finger, dislocated and sort of broke a finger the week of the first practice match. So he's been able to do all the running stuff, and he's just been itching to get out there and play. So we're really excited to see him play today. He'll play down back and certainly help stiffen us up down there with the loss of Brady Campy. So he brings a lot of leadership. He's a bit of an older head, and he's a bloody good bloke. So, yeah, we're wrapped to have him at our footy club, and hopefully he goes well today.
Spalder, really appreciate your time. Big one for your club this afternoon as you look to get your first win on the board as coach of Grovedale. A big weekend, obviously, with the Anzac Appeal weekend, and this obviously being a standalone match as well. Great to be here for CarrickFootball.live, and great to be chatting with you. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. I look forward to catching up with you post-game.